Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your great love that has brought us back to you in the kingdom, in the leading of the Spirit, so as to fulfill the wonderful purpose, love, inheritance you've laid out for us in our true name that we need to rejoice in. Thank you. Thank you for your will being done, your kingdom coming in every way as we come home, submitted to you, and trust in your leading, working in us to will and to do, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 1, verse 15 to 20. Because I was sure of this, I wanted to visit you first so that you could have a second opportunity to see me. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and then come to you again on my way back from Macedonia, at which point I was hoping you would help me on my way to Judea. So I wasn't unreliable when I planned to do this, was I? Or do I make decisions with a substandard human process so that I say yes, yes, and oh, no, no, at the same time? But as God is faithful, our message to you isn't both yes and no. God's Son, Jesus Christ, is the one who preached among you by us through me, Silvanus, and Timothy. He wasn't yes and no. In him, it was always yes. All of God's promises have their yes in them. That is why we say amen through him to the glory of God.
Hallelujah. Here we see Paul. And, you know, many of the plans of man, God directs our steps. And here he's made plans. And it's turned out it hasn't worked. And this is why it's so important to say God willing. So you're always making room for God to plan. Basically, you just always want to stay in the will of God. You know? So when you're saying God willing, it's opened up to you. This is not right to you. You know it by the lack of peace. Ask God, what's the plan? Then he would just redirect you. Because the beauty here, as Paul is saying, this message that once we're born again in Jesus, as born again so important, because you enter the kingdom and then you see the kingdom. Remember Jesus's words, unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom. Unless you're born again, you won't enter the kingdom. So when you're born again and you enter the kingdom, you know you have been bought with a price. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives. And the life that you live is by faith, and faith is a gift from God. So you rely on God to give you the necessary faith that works by the love of God through the leading of the Holy Spirit, so as to fulfill the destiny, your name written in heaven. So it's so important that, and yes, so once you in Jesus, every spiritual blessing has been given to you. Ephesians 1 verse 3, nothing lacking. So it's not yes and no, it's everything's been given. But the timing and procedure is all in God's hands. And this is why it's so relevant for us to just stay in tune on a daily basis, because that's what the word tells us. And remember the Our Father prayer. Jesus says, your Father knows what you need. Therefore, we say, Our Father, which is in heaven. And heaven is the kingdom of God. And we there now together with him if we're born again. And we there to hallow his name, hallowed be your name, and your will be done. And that's all that we want now. We want that perfectness of heaven directing us so as his will can be done. And what's his will? The kingdom of God, heaven, is made for us to experience the voice of the Lord, the love of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so we tap into that every day. That's a daily thing that I remember and I lift up to the Lord. And then it says, so we give us our daily bread. We need sufficient every day. And that keeps us in the process of in tune with our heavenly family and in their plans for us in this world, relevant to bringing about the kingdom. And when you're busy with that, then you don't fall into temptation. The prayer goes on. And then when you're busy with that, you're also loving your neighbor as you love yourself. You're forgiving them, you're loving them, and you're standing as a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, in kingdom reality. So it's always yes, but We just need to stay with our God. Because once you're born again, just like when you were born into your family, that once you're born, you had access to all of that family. But just as in that family, you had to grow up and find your part in the family. And now in the kingdom, every name on heaven and earth finds their true name. Amen. Everyone finds their true name in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, in the will of God. Amen. So be blessed to know everything is yes, and we say amen. That's so important as well. All these promises, all these great and precious promises are yes and amen. And then we've got to just agree. How can two walk together unless they agree? So we stay in tune, guys. Stay in agreement. Know where you come from. You come from God and you've been brought back to God now. And you stay. And once peace goes, it's a sign that maybe God has got something that he wants you to do, or it's a sign that you've drifted off the road and you just got to say, Lord, your will be done. Bring me back. Because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. So that's what it's all about, guys. We are kingdom kids with a purpose and a destiny to fulfill. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.